Hello. Today I am going to talk TEEP Trusted Execution Environment Provisioning Implementation on RISC-V. I have talked similar topic at the RISC-V Global Summit and also Open Source Summit, but today I'm going to more emphasize focus on implementation on RISC-V. This is our today's agenda. First, we're just going to go through a brief explanation of what is TE, what is Trusted Application, and how does it work on RISC-V, and also what is TEEP at IETF. So we have done initial prototyping of TEEP on ARM Cortex-A, and also then we moved on RISC-V. Then also how the TEEP discussion is going on IETF, and TEEP message examples and details. So going to have a summary. Now I'm starting from introduction of TEE. We are running critical application on any kind of device or any kind of product. And what is critical application here is I'm going to explain details in the later slide. We do not want to run a critical application when having many vulnerabilities. And we do not want to have vulnerabilities on running critical application. The reason behind the hardware is getting faster and faster, and the software and operating system is having more feature and feature, and all both getting complicated. So how are we going to mitigate the current trend of issue? Then TEE kicks in. TEE is the way to isolate running critical application from regular OS, such as Linux, Windows, embedded OS. And what is critical application? In this slide, it's mostly called Trusted Application or Enclave. The word Trusted Application mostly seen on ARM-related documentation, and Enclave is mostly used on Intel. Most of the popular CPU architecture starting to provide TE hardware, Intel SGX, AMD SAV, ARM TrustZone, and also RISC-V has PMP extension. What is requirement of TEE? One is hardware. Hardware must have feature to isolate or partitioning between running regular OS and critical applications. And also there must be API to run critical application with software support. This is enumeration of TEEs on RISC-V CPU. We chose Keystone as a base to implement our TEEP. The reason is it's open source project and also it's actively developed. Not all the open source projects are active, so it's important choosing an active project. And our use case, we need Linux, something which requires MMU on the CPU. And also the design was modular design, easy to add our TEEP on top of Keystone. This is how Keystone works inside RISC-V. It's led by UC Berkeley. The link is on the left below. They are doing a great job. Please see the detail at the link. So on the left side, it's showing how does Keystone boots trusted application called Enclave here on RISC-V. So first, when the CPU powers on, executes binary inside the boot ROM called ZSBL here, and then reads FSBL from the flash, which contains secure monitor, and then change the privilege mode from the highest machine mode to the lower privilege mode, and go to the bootloader and boot Linux. On the Linux, there will be client application called Trusted App 1 and Trusted App 2 going to be executed. These client app for the Enclave or called Trusted Application, whatever you call it. So when the Trusted App 1 is executed, then Keystone hands over through the Linux device driver and go through the secure monitor and start executing Trusted App 1, which is Enclave or Trusted Application inside the TEE. On the right side, it's how the hardware supporting the TEE. So RISC-V has PMP. There's a PMP entry from 8 to 16 on RISC-V. And what PMP does is every single entry is able to separate physical memory address and limit access to specified region. So on the example here, Trusted App 1 in the pink color is only able to read physical memory address inside Trusted App 1 region. Cannot read Linux region, cannot read the secure monitor region, cannot read Trusted App 2 region. PMP have many features. It's not that simple, but if I really simplify the explanation, this is how it is. Now, I would like to explain how the trusted application used and why we need it. For the beginning, the target devices are smartphone, IoT, or edge devices. Another target device is data center, which is running many guest OS. Most of the use case of the trusted applications related to payment, DRM, authentication, mobile phone from operator, automotive feature authentication. For example, paying extra, you will get quick charge, insurance terminal, and others. And another very frequent use case is secure firmware update. And another thing is data center cloud computing. Many customers of the data center who is hosting their web server or their service on the data center as a guest OS, they started to asking the data center vendor, having a feature that technically it's impossible for the data center vendor is not able to read inside the guest OS. This kind of requirement is getting popular, but I am going to focus on edge devices in this presentation. What would be good to have deep? For example, there are the device vendor could be all different company, all the could be different vendors, and the TA developer or service vendor could all different companies, organizations, and individually developing many devices and individually developing many different TAs. For example, devices in the home, surveillance camera or smart lock, or devices in the automotive, many different TA developer could add new codec, new feature, security update, and to ensure all devices and all trusted application developed by different organization, different company, individually, to achieve secure way to install and delete and manage them. This is the benefit of the TEEP. I will explain how the each component interact each other with simplified TEEP diagram. There's a server and a device. Server is called TAM, Trusted Application Management Server. In the device, there are untrusted area and the trusted area. Trusted area is TEE. Trusted area will have a TEEP agent, which handles TAs. In untrusted area, normally it's running Linux or operating system and has a TEEP broker and client app here in this example, client app 1 and client app 2. These TA client app will be installed from Apple Store or manufacturer of the device at the assembly line or service vendor bring with the USB device, store the app 1 to the device or for example, car dealer who is authorized to manage the device will install the app. And app 1 and app 2 is developed by a different company. And they're going to communicate with TAM server through TEEP broker. So first how it does is app 1 in the device will require your own TA in trusted area. So app 1 will contact with the TEEP broker and then TEEP broker will talk to the TAM server and then TAM server will provide the binary of the TA1 through TEEP broker and through the hardware and going TA going to the TEEP agent and then TA will be installed to the trusted area. For the and updating is the same procedure. When the device will not require to have the TA installed, then for example, user have finished subscribing the service or the device vendor will like to terminate the feature in the device or TAM server have finished their service on particular device or would like to update the TA, then it will notify the server from Apple One talking to TEEP broker to the TAM for the deletion. To grasp entire discussion at the IETF among TEEP, it's spread many working group and many draft. And somebody inside the IETF internally participating the discussion required to explain entire picture. I'll start from the right side of the slide. There's many working group. And there's three working group related to TEEP. TEEP working group and SUIT working group and RATS working group. So pink portion is SUIT working group. SUIT working group is defining manifest of the trusted application. Trusted application is a binary, whether it's application from the TA vendor or data or personal information from the service vendor. TA must be trusted or verified by the TA developer or service vendor. So that's the pink portion. What SUIT working group is discussing and defining and engineering. And the blue portion is RATS working group. Device vendor will not like hardware being tampered. So hardware vendor will like to attestate hardware is not tampered and also TE side is not tampered. And that is how to conduct the authenticity of the TE and device is discussed in RATS group. Next is TEEP working group. TEEP working group has three drafts right now. And the left side, yellow one is TEEP architecture draft, blue one is TEEP protocol draft, and green one is TEEP over HTTP draft. So what each does is yellow portion defines each component in the server and the device, the role, what they do and requirements. And the blue draft, TIP protocol draft, only defining the message format between the TIP broker and time server. So that's only it does. And another thing is TIP message is encapsulated on the HTTP packet on top of TCP. So that's defined in the green draft, TIP over HTTP draft. So when starting reading the each draft, it's almost impossible to understand entire picture. So this slide, this page is very important to understand entire scope and discussion inside the IETF. I'm going to talk about initial prototyping of TIP on ARM Cortex-A. And this prototype implementation was done in old TIP architecture draft. So some of the word is different, but I'm going to explain the differences in this slide and next slide. TIP basically use asymmetric cryptographic algorithm. So TA developer, in this slide, it's called a service provider. The service provider is the old word for the TA developer. And TA developer is already, the name is changed in recent draft, but I'm going to just stick on as a TA developer. Will create public key and private key, and also have a UUID to identify the TA. In this side, it's called SPA public key, and UUID is handover to the TAM server. And the device inside the TE world, it has a SPI private key. And also, who manage the TAM server will generate a private key and public key pair, and then TAM server itself has a private key. And the device inside the TE side will have TAM root certificate. Now I'm going to explain how the device works. The device on the Linux side, TA client has a UUID which TA he needs, so conduct his application. So TA client will hand over the UUID to OTRP broker. OTRP broker is the TIP broker now, and the difference between TIP and OTRP is going to be explained in a different slide. And OTRP broker will talk with the TAM server, and then TAM server will hand over the TA binary. And the TA binary is prepared by encrypting TA by SPI public key. Normally, the binary is encrypted by private key, but in this draft, it was using public key. So the binary is encrypted by SPI public key, and then it was signed by TA TAM private key. So it has a TAM signature. So this binary will be handover to OTRP broker, and OTRP broker will hand over the binary through the OPTI implementation of the SMC and go to the other side of the TEE, and OTRP TA will receive the TA binary. OTRP TA in recent draft it will be TIP agent. So TIP agent, OTRP TA will check the signature with the tamroot CA, and if its verification is success, and then decrypt the binary with SPI private. So it will assure the binary is from genuine service provider and it was communicating with correct TAM server. Then the TA will be stored in secure storage. Once its TA is installed, when the TA client is executed, device user or running automatically in the device will execute the TA inside the TEE. For example, handling payment or decoding video. That's how the entire scope runs in our initial prototyping. This is ongoing our current TIP implementation on RISC-V. The slide itself looks similar to the previous page. However, some of the words is adapted to recent IETF draft. And another point I'm going to talk here in this slide is how we adopt our implementation on other CPU, for example, on ARM. The green portion is under development by AIST and Thrasio. And the orange portion is developed by SECOM. Isobe-san is also attending IETF, and TAM is open sourced by SECOM on the GitHub. The name is called TAM Proto. And green portion is not open source yet. We would like to, but not yet. Moving to the details of the green components, on the untrusted side, which is running Linux, is TIP Broker and Hello App. And the TE side, it's provided by Keystone Project, is running TIP Agent and Hello TA. Hello TA is a sample TA, just printing out Hello TA. That's all it does in prototyping. Before I go to the further explanation, left side explains the changes in the draft from last year to this year. Initially, all the message format between the TIP broker app and the TAM server was JSON. JSON is widely used on many internet, web server, web browser, and supported by many library. However, the TIP draft have moved to using only CBOR message. The reason behind is CBOR could make the message size much smaller compared to JSON. JSON is text-based message, It's easy to understand, especially at the hackathon. Bringing your own device and other people bringing the TAM server, and if you talk to each other and something doesn't go well, then it's easy to debug it because it's text format with Ethereal. It's not Ethereal now, it's a Wireshark. Some of the JSON packet was after encryption and after signature, it's more larger than 1.5K MTU size, so packet might be separated to two packets. However, CBOR, it's a equivalent message. It's only about something similar to 30 bytes or 40 bytes. And what is a CBOR? CBOR is similar to ASN1, binary text converting format. It's much newly designed binary and text format definition. Another benefit of a CBOR is implementing CBOR parser and decoder. It's more lightweight from the implementer perspective. Explaining CBOR is not this simple, but I'm going to end it here. In nutshell, CBOR is designed to adapt on edge devices, which the resources of the device and the internet is constrained. I'm going to move on the implementation inside the device. In the device, TIP broker app and TIP agent is playing a big role. And however, underneath the TIP broker app and TIP agent TA is all different for Intel, ARM, and RISC-V. In IETF, when designing and discussing and engineering and writing draft to standardizing specification, if it's only going to usable on only particular CPU, then the draft and the specification and all the discussion and effort is not going to be used in the world. All the effort is not going to be rewarded. So designing all the specification to be able to run on all different kind of CPU architecture is very important. In our design, we already had an implementation of TBroker app and TIP agent on ARM, which was running on Opti, and which Opti was providing Global Platform API. Global Platform API is widely used on smartphone right now. Initially, it was implemented for the set-top box, but it's widely used for many trusted applications. Is running on Global Platform API or Global Platform API-like interface. So completely having a different kind of API again for the every different CPU is not optimal for any kind of R&D activity or business or service division. So when we started this project, we first selected about 30 subset of the Global Platform API and ported on Intel, ARM, and RISC-V, and then we put TIP agent TA and Hello TA on top of it. This is the reason on the green box, it has a GP API box underneath both of them. If you look at the specification of the Global Platform API, there's about more than 200 APIs. We do not really need all the 200 API if we're going to use it for the new CPU architecture or on new TIP protocol. What we really need is opening TA, running TA, closing TA, something like handling TA, random function, hash function, and also symmetric crypto API and asymmetric crypto functions, API for read, write, save for the TA personal data. So that's about it. And about 30 API extracted and ported TIP agent TA perfectly fine on top of RISC-V Keystone. Now I'm going to dive a little more further. On the bottom, it says RISC-V RV64GC. And honestly, it's SV39 is hidden. And what RV64 means, it's RISC-V, which has a 64-bit instruction set. And SV39 means it has an MMU on it. So this implementation is running on 64-bit RISC-V with MMU on it. Above, it's written SM Keystone. It's a secure monitor, which is customized with the Keystone project. So Linux side is able to hand over a secure way with using PMP with the TIP agent TA and Hello TA separately. That's why it's not just a regular reference implementation of the secure monitor. And above that, on the right side, it has a Keystone runtime. This is what Keystone project make it easier for us. Keystone runtime is replaceable. So in our implementation, we use GP API wrapper and implement a TIP on top of it. But you could just replace this layer and run well-known secure OS Sail4 on Keystone. Another important aspect here is component design. TIP agent TA and Hello TA has a dot vertical line because it's separate with the PMP. That means if you're using proprietary license software, if you have a GPL license software, it does not affect each other between the PMP, which has a context switching through SM. This is very important because most of the business usage, for example, payment application, video decoding application, likely to have closed source application. This is my fun part. This is exact C4 expression in the binary and text. On the bottom right side is the hexadecimal representation. Hexadecimal is starting from 0x8, then it's array. If it's 0x8, it's a map. If the number is smaller than 0x17, then it's an integer. If you're repeating hand assembling and disassembling, started to memorize the contents by reading the hexadecimal. I don't know if it's a good thing or not, but yeah. And the left side, C4 diagnostic notation. It's meant to make it similar to JSON in human readable format. The left side is perfectly in text format. However, you may notice, but reading the left side of the text format itself is not that easy to understand meaning of the number, how to construct the C4 message. So on the top is Concise Data Definition Language, CDDL. And this is the format mostly used on the iDiff draft. It's easier to implement the TIP message on C4. This is my procedure. Reading CDDL, writing an imagination in my brain of the C4 diagnostic notation, and then hand assemble hexadecimal on the paper. Try the implementation. You might find improvement in the draft. Something is missing, something is not easy to understand, some entry is not used. And then you're going to the mailing list or GitHub, suggest the improvement and making the TIP draft better. This is the summary. I introduce basic TE concept and how TE on RISC-V with Keystone works, C4 representations and binaries in recent changes. I really appreciate any kind of feedback on TIP draft or TIP related working group from the today's presentation. Thank you.